Meanwhile, Sunday marks more than 4 years of the outbreak of the war in Syria, which has taken tens of thousands of lives so far.
According to the UK-based pro-opposition monitoring group, more than 215,000 people have been killed in the conflict over the past 4 years, with a third of them being civilians. The dead include more than 10,000 children.
Well, the full death toll may even be higher, as the fate of tens of thousands of missing people remains unknown. The war in Syria has also forced around 4 million people to flee the country. More than 7 million others have been displaced internally. According to the UN, around 60% of the Syrian population live in poverty. The international body has described Syria as the largest humanitarian emergency of the current era. Now, the country's infrastructure has been severely damaged as well. Crossing over to Cali and joined by human rights activist Mr. Ajuma Baraka. Thank you so much for being with us. We have now the situation that more than 4 years since the Syrian war has been going on, and you're talking about at least just some of the damage that has taken place. Again, I was posing this question just to our previous guest. Who will actually have to pay for this? The accounts of balance, who will actually be responsible? Because it seems that we continue to see this situation repeat itself time and time again, and these entities moving on to another country. What will it take for those responsible to be made to pay?
It will take an international tribunal and the will of the international community to make the countries responsible for the humanitarian catastrophe in Syria to be held accountable. And those countries, of course, number one is the U.S., along with its allies and the Gulf Cooperation Council, that are primarily responsible for the devastation we see in Syria. The unfortunate reality, though, that in the short term, it will be the Syrian people who will continue to pay the price for this disastrous policy in Syria. And that's unfortunate and a crime.
How likely is it, though, that you said it would take going to basically an international tribunal? How likely are we to see that happen?
Very unlikely, especially when you have an international environment now that is characterized by general lawlessness, when you have powerful countries like the U.S., along with its allies in the EU, that are able to conduct basically illegal operations worldwide to blatantly violate international law to pursue their particular interests. There's no real accountability. There's been a diminution of international morality. Therefore, the likelihood of real accountability for the criminal activity of the U.S., EU, NATO axis of domination is very slim.
Thank you so much for being with us, human rights activist Mr. Ajuma Baraka.